The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, February 23rd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Tomorrow is 242 day, right? It's going to be on Tuesday, February 24th. This and every 24th of February, the 24th day of the second month. Show your Bahamian pride, fly your Bahamian flags, wear Bahamas flag colors, eat Bahamian foods, create and listen to Bahamian music, donate in sequence of 242, do something 242 times or 2.42 times, etc. Merchants, consider pricing items at $2.42 or even $24.20 or $242, something like that, etc. We're going to have fun. Tomorrow, we're going to be celebrating 242 Day. I know that the ministry, well, the ambassador, Leslie Miller Bryce, has adopted the day. She tends to do a wonderful job regarding celebrating us, the 242 Day. We here at Guardian Radio, our director here, Dwight Strawn, he's one of the first persons to establish this celebration of 242 Day. So he takes the day seriously, actually. Everything inside the studio tends to be 242 up. So I can't wait until tomorrow to see what he comes up with. Because, you know, he mandated us that we will celebrate 242 Day. So we got to be wearing our colors tomorrow. So I'm kind of excited about that. Downstairs, I saw my guest who's coming tomorrow. I got a little miffed, right? Said, your day, 24 hours earlier. He said, no, I'm not here today. I'm here tomorrow. He's going on another show. He's going to be spoy. So I'm excited about that. Apparently, he's a big-time chef. I mean, comes from a family of big-timers. I mean, the whole family knows beef. So I'm kind of excited about having him come in studio and trying to understand his history. Because this week, let me see, right? This week, they're having a big thing at Carno. Actually, also on 242 Day. This is more than dinner. It's a culinary event. February 24th at 7 p.m., Carno welcomes Dario Cecchini. Dario is a big-time chef, like I said. Cecchini on the island and in person for an indulgent of $300 tasting menu showcasing West Home Nature Australian Wagyu. It's a one night only, and you need you to reserve now. And anyone who is a foodie, would know what a Wagyu beef is. Few restaurants in the Bahamas serve Wagyu beef. And to now get access to it at this particular price is impressive. And Mr. Cecchini, I hope I pronounced it, Cecchini, Dario is his name, is going to be coming in. I'm going to try grill him on his advent to the restaurant business, him being a chef, his family. He doesn't speak English. He comes with a translator. So that should be interesting. And he's doing the whole tour of the various restaurants here. So I'm kind of excited about that, having a famous international chef who's globally renowned. I wonder if he can bring me a piece of beef. I understand that it's Wagyu. It ain't no ordinary beef. They massage the beef there. The cows, them there, eat caviar and thing before they are served. They have special grass. The grass ain't just green, right? The grass has come with milk. Yeah, so it should be interesting. I have a caller on the line. Today we're going to be talking about alternative parties today. We're going to talk about, is there any room for independents and any room for the COI? I'm going to talk about a prediction. We have a soothsayer out there. The soothsayer is Pakisha Parker out of Grand Bahama. She predicted the result of this general election. I'm going to say what she predicted. And I'm saying, I know where she get these numbers from. Miss Parker, differenter. But the whole show is going to be based on her prediction. And we're going to be based on alternative parties. So we can be talking about the COI, right? And I'm going to be based on those people who say they're running as independent and whether they can get their money returned, particularly one who is going to be running way west. But let's get and start speaking with this caller. Garden Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live. I can hear Hello? You. Go. Hey, you're live. Go ahead.
Yeah. CA, just before you comment on this alternative party thing, first I want to commend Dwight Spron because he led the charge for years in getting this 242D.
Yes.
Recognized whereas it can be celebrated annually.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, we are living in the 242. What happens after tomorrow? Where are we going to put the 242 day? What is going to happen to all of these activities? Are they going to put them underneath the bed somewhere? Or what are we going to do with it?
Well, Bahamians need to celebrate themselves in general. And like your birthday, even though you're alive 365 days of the year, one day is your birthday. So one day is a 242 day, and we celebrate that.
No, well,
but yearly.
Because in a tourist destination, tourism is our number one industry. Every day in the Bahamas should be a 242 day.
Yes.
Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be without any apologies. It should be a 242 day. But for whatever reason, after tomorrow, the 242 gets lost in the rubble, but every other area code day other than the 242 day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Maybe Dwight saw that the 242 and the events leading up to what everything else is Bahamian was becoming extinct and replaced with every other nonsense. I mean, you go to Fish Fry, you get griot, believe it or not.
You do get griot.
That's supposed to be a Bahamian eatery, but you can go there and get griot, you can get jerk, or whatever you want, which makes no sense to me. But that's where we are at in this country,
mm-hmm.
thanks to our leaders who scorn everything that is Bahamian. You know, when we only Bahamian until we turn 18.
You believe it's the leaders and not Bahamians?
Or some other thing other than being Bahamian. That's what they do to us.
But Clever, you believe it's the politicians and not the Bahamians? The people at the Fish Fry go there to get the jerk. Bahamians like jerk. And this thing called eggs getting.
If that's what you want to do, that's what you're going to do. Fine. You make a difference to me.
Mm.
But I know one thing. I'm a Bahamian, and I was born this way. And if you're going to push tourism as your number one industry, it shouldn't be no confusion when the tourists reach as to what is it that is Bahamian. But if that's the route we want to take, fine. But then when you look at these third-party alternative parties, they're going to be an interference again in the elections, thanks to the two major parties again.
Let's pause. Let's pause, Clever, because I know I'm going to interrogate you. What do you mean interference? It can't be. There's no such thing as interference in politics. Either you vote for one or the other, or you find something that you want to vote for.
You broke it up, Steve. I couldn't hear you.
I said you vote for one or the other, or you find an alternative for what you want to vote for, something that expresses your views.
Whatever you want to do, but we know the alternative don't. They don't go nowhere. Outside of Whitney Bastian, one time, then he became a true independent. But, I mean, you can have all sorts of other alternatives because we don't exercise and use common sense and intelligence as prerequisites for running for office as well as for voting.
Mm-hmm.
We have political rallies where we crack jokes, we dance, we sing, we do create our own songs, everything else other than engaging our brain. So this is why I say what I said earlier. Until we have political live debate, because these people are vying for the highest office in the land, whereas we would test the readiness of these individuals to see how they can think critically and on their feet, and we can educate the voters by them engaging us in political live debate. We could always have these fringe parties who be interfering with the election. But had we had these things to address the socioeconomic issues relative to the area that they want to represent, you'll have less persons running for office, putting their selves up front. But then when you have to vote just for a brand as opposed to common sense and to see who is more fit and ready, That's exactly what you're going to have.
So let me ask you about this.
It's another embarrassment.
The Guardian Radio is located in Fort Charlotte. I know two of the candidates, or familiar with two of the candidates, right?
Doing what?
The Guardian Radio is located constituency in Fort Charlotte. I'm familiar with two of the candidates. I'm not familiar with the Alternative Party COI candidate, so I don't know who that person is, so forgive me. I know Travis Robinson is running for the Free National Movement. I know Sebastian Bastian is running for the Progressive Liberal Party.
That should be law. That should be enshrined into our political politics as a prerequisite, as a must. But what they did, they decided to introduce songs. Who have the best song? Who could dance the best? I mean, watch them.
I like the songs, so clever. You don't like the songs?
I mean, you may like the songs, but then the issues that you prepare yourself for to present to the Bahamian people will be lost in the rubble. But I guess you have no problem with that.
But let me ask you this.
You want rallies. You want them cracking jokes.
But see,
and then you pay a price
that might be a part of our culture, and you cannot dismiss our
culture.
But culture is what the majority of people do. You might not like it. If the majority of people like the songs and we play the songs, that's our culture.
You can have songs, you know, CA. You can have, I'm not discrediting it at all, you know, but that's when you're appealing to your base. When you're appealing to the independent voters, when you're appealing to the
intelligent... The independent voters are a small amount of people. They are a small amount of people. So they don't...
You don't know that.
The numbers show that.
The numbers show what?
The numbers show who the people vote for.
That we don't want common sense and intelligence.
That was not the question. I talk about the support. The numbers show who the majority of people, the Bahamians, support. Right? I'm asking what exactly should they be debating about in Fort Charlotte. What conversation should the conversation be about?
They should be having conversation based on the pressing issues.
Like what?
Immigration.
There's no immigration problem in Fort Charlotte.
What? It's all over.
No. Just you gotta be
it's
specific.
It's all over. That does not exempt an illegal immigration.
You don't hear nobody in Fort Charlotte complain about no immigration. Why would you?
Where's it coming from?
My point is, there's no pressing issue of people from Fort Charlotte protesting or coming up together as that's the action. You just putting a national issue in a specific constituency. That's not nice. Stick the issues. You know, Charlotte.
You won't be a part of the silly system. Like the politician.
I'm just saying. My point is, Clever, if you say you want debate and want debate specific for his constituency, I need to have ideas on what is it that you want to talk about.
I told you.
You just say, but the national issues.
The socioeconomic issues
like
that
what?
Affect the area that you're born.
Like what, Clever?
Inflation, the cost of living.
These are national
crime,
issues.
Immigration. I can go on and on and on and on and on. These are the same issues that you talk about on a daily basis.
But then the party should discuss that. Since you want to talk about national issues, then they have a national party. The national party will have a platform.
Well, we may be one of the few countries in the world who don't have political live debate. You ever thought about that? Other countries have taken that step years ago. But if we want to be one of the few countries who prefer to crack jokes and talk nonsense as opposed to addressing the hardcore issues, election day. Engage us with common sense and intelligence outside of the political season. Then when the political season comes, you say, okay, we don't need that no more.
But this is what I'm trying to get at, Clever. There are national issues that a political party has their platform, right? The candidate, whoever the candidate may be, tends to regurgitate the national their party political platform. Having the debate on everyone regurgitating the national platform. You just call immigration, that's a national issue. You just call a cost of living, that's a national issue. All they got to do is regurgitate what their party said.
Well, that isn't how it's done in developed countries. Again, I say we are one of the few countries that left on the planet who prefer to have rallies where we crack jokes as opposed to common sense and intelligence issues being addressed. I mean, right now we have a lot of shadow. We have presently we have ministers, and presently we have shadow ministers. What is their position on these issues? You don't know. You don't know.
Well,
say you're comfortable with it.
The shadow minister of national security would have to speak about national security issues, not necessary economic issues. We have a shadow minister for that.
I mean, they have to speak about these things when they represent us globally, you know.
I hear you.
With no problem, but if you wanted to keep us confined into this particular box where we have to be inundated with nonsense,
the issue is not keeping anyone confined to any box. The issue is perhaps the Bahamian people, the majority.
You applied for this job as a talk show host. I'm sure Mr. Strong didn't ask you to bring your best song and bring your best dance.
But I dance for no particular person.
You couldn't think critically on your feet. You would not be holding that mic in your hand.
I appreciate. My point is, I'm trying to get to the crux of the matter of why it doesn't happen. The Bahamian people, through their voting, has concluded that what they want. You cannot castigate Bahamian for concluding what they want.
I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is, each and every working class citizen in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas should feel insulted right now that these persons are going to be elected to the highest office in the land, and we don't know whether they have common sense and intelligence. We have to find this out after we would have voted for them. Some of them, M2 couldn't come. They didn't know that the million had six zeros. But these are the type of things that we engage in, and these are the type of results that we get. But you know, nothing is going to change. It will never change because we don't have no political standing on these various candidates in pertaining to the issues that must be addressed.
I hear you.
That's fine again.
But again,
we are one of the few countries in the world. Their common sense and intelligence is not used as prerequisite for electing persons to the highest elected office of the land. But if you're pleased with it, you say Bahamians don't want nothing different. Well, you, but I doubt it.
I appreciate you, Clever. Thanks. Let's continue the show. So, Pakisha Parker Edgecombe, and this is her prediction. She said the FNM will win 31 seats. This is Pakisha Parker out of Grand Bahama. She claims that the FNM will win 31 seats. Then she said the PLP will win only 7 seats, and there will be 2 independent seats, and there'll be 1 COI seat. That's 31 FNM, 7 PLP, 2 independent, and 1 COI. So I know that she's an FNM, so I expect her to put the FNM above the Progressive Liberal Party. That I understand the politics of that. But what I found interesting, and this is where the conversation comes in, that she gave independent people who are running, candidates, 2 seats. She gave the COI, the Alternative Party, 1 seat. And I want to know who, as an independent, can win those 2 seats. Who people have a chance? Who in the COI has a chance to get that 1 seat? What exactly is Ms. Parker Edgecombe seeing that I don't see? Right? Because I don't see no independent winning no seat. That's just me. I don't see no COI winning any seats. And of course, by extension, Ali McIntosh's party and all them alternative parties. None at all. And I want the listening audience to call in. If you can see an independent putting a seat, you got to defend them and say why. And if you can see the COI winning 1 seat, then explain why you see it. I just don't see it. Right? Clever Duncan was saying that perhaps we need debates. We've been talking about debates for a while. The Bahamian people have not agitated, demanded any debates, right? There's 1 and 2 minority people who say, oh, we got to do this and we want to be a part of whatever. The Bahamian people vote and participate all the time. None of them have decided, I'm not participating until we, you all have debates. None has called for their candidates, you need to demand a debate. So that's a minority. They're clever by yourself. Clever by yourself. That's all I'm saying, Clever. You by yourself. Right? Because none of your friends are asking for it. You by yourself. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. We're talking about them independent parties and the party, if they can get 1 seat.
Yes. We have people that with these Donald Trump talking points, right? Common sense, you know, things like common sense and these fraud and abuse and all this immigration rhetoric, right? Come on, man. Donald, every white man in America, in America, immigrants, North, South, Central, Bahamas, everywhere in America. You know, we ourselves are immigrants, you know. So I don't see how we could support the West, you know what I'm saying, talk and with a straight face, you know. Let's look at this, y'all. Do you know Mahatma Gandhi, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the German who didn't like black Africans.
Nonviolence protest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? But Mahatma Gandhi in South Africa, in his young days, he was in for black people.
Yes.
Still today, many Indians are not, you know what I'm saying? They racist when it comes to black people. You know, well, look what our government do. They sign a labor thing with India, right?
What have to do with Mahatma Gandhi?
And Mahatma Gandhi, what I'm saying is Indians, right? Like those and like the ones in Trinidad, the prime minister Indian, right?
The prime minister Indian Trinidad, you said? Okay, yeah.
Right. So what I want to say, right, is that us, you know, in the Bahamas, we are Caribbean, we are black nation, we majority black. So we need to unite. We live in a racist world, bro. You know, we had the Marco Rubio in the Munich Security Conference. They talk about colonization. These people are pro-colonization, recolonizing us.
Hmm.
You understand me? Exploiting us.
Okay.
You know, just like you know, I told Aaron earlier that there's democratic socialism and there's democratic capitalism, right? And capitalism, you know, capitalism is the many, the few exploiting the many, right? So when we talk about our socioeconomics, he as a capitalist, he on the road. You understand me?
What did he say?
You need to be looking at them. Them European countries, who, like Norway and then who are democratic socialist countries, you know, and you know what I mean? And not the U.S., definitely not the United States.
I appreciate you. One of these days, we need to have a show that defines capitalism, democracy, socialism, so we can appreciate where we stand. And a number of us have concluded that we understand these terms, but we're not interpreted well, right? True capitalism and true socialism and true communism and so on. I think we are modern socialists where the government does a lot of things, right? The government takes care of a large part of the population, right? And perhaps we need to have a better conversation with that, with some academics. This text says, good morning, CA. Let Mr. Clever know the 24th day of the second month only comes once. Dwight did a great job of implementing it, and I hope they listen to him concerning local in New Providence. We definitely need local government in the province. This text says, Hubert Minnis has a strong possibility to win his seat as an independent. I hear you text him, but I say, no, he's going to lose his seat. Put it on record so we can call back and either make fun of me or congratulate me on election day. I think Mr. Minnis will lose his seat, and then he's going to be a part of history of a former prime minister going up and losing his seat when he could have retired. All right. So good day. I see you, caller, coming to you right now. Good day, CA. In no way Brave will have a debate. He will take us too long to bring out his words. He will be like Joe Biden. And our current prime minister and our former prime minister had issues communicating. We know that our former prime minister, Mr. Minnis, went through a lot in terms of improving how he communicates to the Bahamian public. And I assume as Mr. Davis. And this is the reason why I assume that many political parties do not, because they are workers and not necessarily debaters. And just because you cannot speak clearly or proficiently doesn't mean that you cannot work efficiently or effectively. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yes, how are you doing?
Doing well, man.
Seattle, Johnson, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, I think Lakeisha should have put a note on there saying sarcasm.
You think it's sarcasm?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, what happens is, first of all, let me just say, right, people talk about these third parties. Let me say your previous caller, right, and they talk about these migrants. I tell them to just name, out of the 192 different countries, just give me one or two of them that you have could just show up and move in and go across their borders and without anything. Just Just show it to me, because it's always like we have this thing as if there is not order, and as if there is no borders. If there was no borders, there wouldn't be the 202 countries and territories. There would just be like 20 or whatever it is we want to use, right? And so, you know, context is always important when we have discussions. But when you talk about third parties, and people talk about third parties, and you could go all you want about coalition and everything else. What is the end result of a coalition? Is it not still two parties?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so when people talk about these things, you know, as if so a third party is an actual existence. A third party is seeking for an opportunity to come in. The problem we've had with third parties is it has become auditioning and conversation without substance to simply who can most eloquently explain the problems we're facing. Mind you, we have the same thing in candidates who run for the two major political parties. And that is because, as Cleveland and others said, is that we don't ask for intelligent debates in and out. So even when they're sitting in front of the reporters, right? Let's use the third party here. There's a third party says that when anybody come in the country illegally, we will lock them up and make them do hard labor, building our schools and building our government buildings and everything. You know, isn't it slavery? Are we going to pay them to do these things?
I see you basically quoted the COI's portfolio in terms of the immigration policy.
I'm saying it's foolishness. Understand? In fact, for the coalition, right? The coalition is almost like what you see on the internet. You know, those anger politics. This is anger posting to elicit a response, and people get angry because if you listen to the third party, the leading political independent, there is no honest peace poison. Nobody have integrity except for the leader of the coalition. Everybody's corrupt. And think about this. They are stealing billions of dollars per year from the government. I always thought we only had a $3.5 billion budget, and we spend $4.5 billion every year. That means we always have a deficit. So where are they stealing the billions of dollars? See, these don't make sense. Understand? And so when you have all the third parties, and you go again to the major one, is that when you begin to put these things under light, they fall apart in the substance. And I keep wondering, why is it even reporters, these people are making statements on how they will govern, which can easily be dismissed, okay? The whole premise of everybody get $100,000. Well, today on the same Guardian show, you've heard Curlin and myself offering to sell any Bahamian in the Bahamas, as much aragonite as they want for $25 a ton. The leader of the Coalition of Independence says today he could get $6,000 to $7,000 a ton, and he could get the same thing for salt, and he could get the same thing for some other things that doesn't even exist in the Bahamas, like granite, right, which sells for $185 a ton anywhere around the world. So if you could get these huge amounts, why don't you? And I say to anyone in the Bahamas today, if you call me or Curlin today and tell us where you need 1,000 tons of aragonite that you will be selling for $7,000 a ton, we will deliver it to you today. You don't have to wait for the Coalition of Independence. We will deliver it to you today. You don't need no barges, no trenches, no sifters, no insurance, no workers, nothing. Just tell us where to deliver your aragonite, and we'll pick up the $7,000 for you, take out our $25 a ton, and send the rest to you. In fact, we invite anyone who can just buy 20 tons from us so you can make $140,000, pay the woman, and have $50,000 left over. But when you come back to governance, right? And so this is where we are weak, and I think people hold the point of this. We don't question as they could do. Let's use the big Progressive Liberal Party last term. Do you know that they made at least 450 promises in the Blueprint for Change, 200 promises in the speech from the throne, the first one, and 125 at least in the second speech from the throne. Where are these 700 promises? Where are they in these 700 promises?
And see, Alan, okay? Let's have a show on that, and where we just scrutinize and interrogate the PLP's promise.
I want us, as we go forward, because my position is this. if you haven't been able to produce in the last 5 years, right? You ask me for now. It's the 5 years. You ask me for 5 years to finish what you should have finished, or you ask me for 5 years that you will add more things that you couldn't to the things that you couldn't finish. In the same capacity, when we asking of the Free National Movement, they promise an economic revolution. They promise a housing revolution. They promise these different things. Let's begin to look at what they will do and begin to ask in the future, how do we establish key performance indicators so we can have quantifiable high measurement used to evaluate as we progress towards those.
Okay.
We are now, we talk about this AI-enriched 21st century environment, and we know the, we're still struggling with tools from the 20th century, which is exactly 25 years and 2 months ago.
But see, Alan, and like I said, I'll be willing to entertain you and have a show on a progress report on the PLP. But I have to continue the show. I got to talk with the CEO.
I'm saying we're talking about three of them, the choices we have before us.
Yes.
Okay?
And I understand it. And I, like I said, I appreciate it. And I will have the show. I will have the show and the progress. Just then, I got another inbox about a prediction, right, to counteract Ms. Parker's prediction. This one says that the FNM will have 22 seats. The PLP will have 16 seats. And to be determined will be three. They're unsure about the three seats. But they give the FNM 22 seats. I'm going to have all of that inside the conversation now. But let's start the conversation about the COI and the Independent Party. We started talking about Hubert Miliston, whether he can win his seat in Killarney. Right, we want to know whether the Bohemian people are considering that, whether who will be voting for a Mr. Minnis. Will it be PLP is voting for Mr. Minnis, or the PLP will secure their base and will be voting for the PLP? Will they able to be FNM's voting for Hubert Miliston, or the FNM will secure their base, leaving that middle ground, that independent thinkers who do not vote for party to vote for Mr. Miliston? And if you say party members will vote for party in this scenario, then one must conclude that Miliston will not win his seat. Who else is running as independent? Is Renwood Wells still running? Does he have a chance to gain and win that seat? Right? We're going back to the COI. Is there anyone in the COI who can win the seat? So far, the two strongest persons, people in the COI would be their leader and their deputy leader. And then the rest of them is just bench, right? The deputy leader of the COI is Dr. MacGyver. She's spending money. She's is a face where people recognize and appreciate. Say, hey, she's an educated woman and she deserves a chance. But is it enough? Is it enough to win the seat, right? Is it enough that the platform of the COI is mostly immigration? Right? The scare tactics that the Bahamas is being invaded by immigrants. Is that enough to win a general election? And that's what the conversation is. Is there space? Is there room? Is the COI doing enough to win? Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM caller, you're live. Kermit, pass the caller through. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, morning, Anuri.
Good morning, how you doing?
The numbers of seat back in front from 41 to 14.
Mm.
That'd be the average of what the FNM might could get.
Yeah, they might get 14.
I hear you said something about Dr. Miliston.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Miliston lose Killarney. And let me tell you why. Dr. Miliston will now have to share his support with the FNM candidate.
You don't believe no PLP will support
as a base in Killarney.
You don't believe the PLP will support Dr. Miliston?
No. No, the PLP would support the PLP. The only way the PLP would have supported Dr. Miliston, like what they did with Tennyson, Bells, and Pierre Dubuque, if the PLP did not a candidate in there. That is why I was wondering why Dr. Miliston didn't cut a deal or something with the PLP. That's the only thing that could save him. He can't get saved. And strangely, Long Island, if you see Adrian Gibson with the run in Long Island as an independent candidate, some strange things could happen up there.
Hmm. I don't think Adrian Gibson's going to run.
What we have to realize is the PLB has a percentage of supporters. The FNM has a percentage of supporters. Whoever can get that floating crew election.
Mm.
Okay? And the FNM is not attracting who they need to attract. The young people. You see how many young people the PLB had on there last week, Monday?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The FNM is not attracting them. Somebody said the age difference with Mr. Davis and Mr. Pintard. But I guarantee you, if you put Mr. Davis on the right-hand side and Mr. Pintard on the left-hand side, Mr. Davis can attract more young people than Mr. Pintard any day.
I'm going to let you go right now, but if there's a debate and Mr. Pintard debates Mr. Davis, surely Mr. Pintard would win. He's a better speaker.
I think Mr. Davis is more educated.
I'm not matter educated. I talk about how it flows. Like, you only can take so much of Davis'
speech. Right. I disagree
speech.
With you, but if you want to do that, why we don't just set up three nice debates and that's it? The leader, the deputy, and the chairman.
That's what Clever asking for.
That's all. And let the people decide from there.
I for it.
And I heard somebody said that they believe the FNM could win 5 seats in Grand Bahama, which I doubt highly. But if the FNM wins 5 seats in Grand Bahama and the PLP win 20 seats in Nassau and the rest of the farmyard, the PLP still wins. Nassau, I mean, the base.
Mm.
New Providence is the base. You got to win in here.
Let me go to my text slang and get these other people into this conversation. I appreciate you, though. Thanks very much, eh? I say, Minutes will not win his seat. I don't think he even wants to win his seat. He just doesn't want the FNM to win that seat. He was not a good prime minister and never a real FNM. Good riddance to him. That's what the texter says just now. Let's go to the next texter. Say, good day. I barely trust Mr. Davis with... No, I can't read that texter. You should have known better to say that. Say, okay, let's see. Let's go back to this texter there. This text says, C. Allen always gets free plugs 24/7, but whenever we mention Lincoln or COI, we get cut off. Who is he talking about is corrupt. Is he a perfect man with no sin? And if he has all the answers, why doesn't he run for prime minister? I was going to ask C. Allen that. No, C. Allen also ran for, not ran, he was a member of an alternative party, and he also ran for local government, despite of all the ideas he had. And he didn't win. He didn't win by a mile, right? So perhaps the Bahamian people saying, man, you may necessarily want someone who have all the answers. No, we want someone we could believe in and trust, right? Let's finish in this text. Say, what has he done to make the Bahamas better? Cowardly lions always talking outside of their neck. Let's see if next one says. Also, instead of people talking about this imaginary woman that Lincoln owes, what do you mean imaginary woman? The court seat woman. The imaginary woman that Lincoln owes, they should talk about the woman the PM owes a couple billion. Who woman? You know what $1 billion is? And how Lincoln took his private plane to Haiti to help Haitians after the earthquake. What? These trolls can't understand you said talk about COI and look what they are doing. The COI talks about many things like our natural resources, our sovereign wealth fund, how to make the Bahamas better, and many different solutions, not only immigration, in which all Bahamians are talking about, because we clearly can see this invasion is affecting everybody. Let's go to the phone lines. That's a text just now. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yeah, CA. You know, I heard you talking about Lincoln being in the COI.
Okay.
The people of the Bahamas have seen that they were marginalized and cast aside to corruption of this country.
Mm.
You know more now than you knew before Lincoln then came to the beat. Okay? And the PLP has lost before, and the FNM has lost before. Now, it's a third relevant time that has come with truth to the Bahamian people, and they empower the Bahamian people with their natural resources, which has been kept from them all over the years. You can see what's going on. Everyone could see that we are being replaced. And it takes persons like you to stand up. But Y'all out there saying everything negative about this COI, but let me tell you, mm-hmm. it's going to be a big surprise. This is a quiet storm coming down.
Okay.
The people of the Bahamas, the majority, because it's not the PLP and it's not the FNE, the majority of the people who are suffering, they are the ones who is going to make this change. And I ask you to stand up for truth and righteousness and stand on the side of the Bahamian people who were suffering for over 50 years.
What side
and
of
now
this?
we are being extricated.
What side
from,
of this?
From this country.
What side of
this? No hospitals. I don't see County Joe riding the road with two legs off and suffering. I don't see the Haitians doing it. Okay? I don't see the foreigners are suffering in this country. All I see is black Bahamians, the majority on the plantation. And that's the mentality that has been maintained all over the years. But now, the Bahamian people are awoke, never to go to sleep again. It's going to be a quiet storm today.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, I got to let y'all speak. To see why I got to give them space. I don't think you get no more than 9% of the vote. Not, I don't think a COI getting a seat. I'm just saying. I just don't see it. But continue to have hope. Hope changes things. Amen. Let's go to the next caller. This texter is talking about Peggy Candace. I don't know why you wouldn't talk about a private citizen on the text line. There's no need. She's a private citizen. Let her talk about who she wants to talk to about on her social media page. She's not a politician. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. Caller, you live? Okay, then I go to the text. Says, by the way, there is a Haitian man named Selvin Matthias that is exposing both the PLP and the FNM every day because he can clearly see that they are evil and corrupt. If most Haitians were like him, us Bahamians would never have an issue. Okay, texter. Okay. I think if the COI fight and advocate for 10 more years, they will be the governing party. Change doesn't happen overnight. Say 10 more years. In 10 more years, how old I would be? I would be old, right? My child would be an old woman also. 10 more years is decades. Man. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. They say the COI needs to wait 10 more years before they get a seat. Go ahead, caller. That's the truth for me there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, isn't it traditionally that if Grand Bahama seats are won in the election, that whoever wins Grand Bahama normally wins the election? The answer to that is no. Runs.
No.
And the reason I said that is because I don't see the PLP winning any seats in Grand Bahama.
So let's go back and forth, caller. Caller, you there?
We win about 25 seats in New Providence. I don't know the actual numbers. But the PLP could win 15, FNM in 10, and I only see really Clay Sweeting and maybe Chester Cooper winning their seat. I don't see the PLP winning the Family Island. So, you know, that's how I feel. Thank you.
Okay. I want to go back and forward you for a while, but thanks very much for calling. There's 5 seats in Grand Bahama. I think the PLP will win West End. I think the PLP might win Pine Ridge. That's where the minister of Grand Bahama is. I think that's where she is. Right? And then the 3 seats might go after them again. Right? I think that's the 2 seats the PLP has now, and they have to get the government. And I think the FNM had 3 seats before. I think that how the Family Island goes, that's all of the Family Island, that will sway who will win the government. It'll be interesting to know who will win Michael. It'll be interesting to know who will win North and South Andres, Long Island, right? They have a new seat now where Bimini and the Berry Islands, who would win that? I think that could be PLP 2, right? With what's the senator name? Senator Rule, right? So it should be interesting. This election is going to be close to call. Nobody knows, right? Nobody knows who would win. And who would win is whoever on the ground. If you want to win this election, you go and campaign. You see the women of PLP are aggressive now because they understand that if they won't win it, they got to go on the ground. I see that the PLP have flags now with the candidates' faces on the lamp poles. The FNM does not as yet. Remember, the conversation is whoever won win this election will have to go and win it and campaign for it. The FNM need to play catch up, right? Let's see, go back to text line. C. Allen and Curlin have offered Bahamians to mine the agronite and sand for 25 ton. Why not buy it now and sell it for 7,000 per ton today? No election needed. Lincoln Bean says he knows where it can be sold for those prices today. What type of crazy people are Bahamians that wouldn't execute such, right? Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Do I believe that the aragonite could be sold for what the COI is saying, suggesting it's going to be sold? No. Do I believe that we have a sovereign wealth fund? The law was changed. We do not have a sovereign wealth fund. So I am appreciating the platform of the COI. I just don't understand it. Like, what are they trying to campaign and push forward? Only immigration I see is their prime platform, right? I believe that there is no room for independent candidate, any independent candidate, or any COI candidate, alternative party. But I believe in hope. I believe in hope. We're going to take this quick commercial break, and in the last 2 minutes, we're going to take your calls and read the text line. We'll be right back.
Bulla boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
What's in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to submit at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We're still talking about the alternative parties and of course, specifically the COI, the Coalition of Independent. And then we're talking about independent candidates in general. I think I know of three. Gardner Hills is one also, but he always runs. I appreciate the $400 that he donates. And I know that Ali McIntosh, their party. I know her party tends to donate to the $400 also, and I appreciate her also in her efforts, what she's doing. I'm trying to understand the impact of the third party, the third force, the impact of the independents. How will they impact the voting? Will they be a spoiler? And I can have a show on that too, and specific areas where the race is going to be close, where the independent candidate or the COI will be a spoiler, which will make unable to determine who would be the winner outrightly. Let's go to this caller. It could be the last caller for the day. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I called earlier. I just want to reiterate something.
Go ahead.
This election is going to be heated because of all the issues that were mentioned earlier, right? Immigration, PPL, energy costs. But I'm going to tell you something. I am 51 years old. I've been working for 37 years. This is the first time that I have to choose between paying either my light bill, my cable bill, or buying groceries. That is how expensive it is. And I think this is what is going to shift in the government, because hardworking people have to choose what they are going to spend as far as bills or groceries. And it should never have to come to this. So this is what might cause the PLP, the election. So that's my 5 cents.
No, I appreciate it. There's a number of issues that people continue to hit back and forth. I'm not sure if the PLP is aware of it or they acknowledge that there are issues. They're going to go on their record. They say they're going on their record. They're going to explain what all they have accomplished. They're going to get their mandate and say, see, these are the things that we promised. These are the things that we delivered. These are the things that Bahamians can take or make opportunity on. They're going to electrify their base. They're going to get their base out and say, base, we may have one or two issues, but if all our base comes out, right, we have a chance to win, right? And then we can put our record juxtaposed to our base, and that should take us over to the next level. That's the PLP's plan. That they can win. The FNM, I assume that they can say that people are dissatisfied with the PLP. They didn't fulfill one or two of their promises, and things are hard inside the Bahamas. We will be the alternative. And then we'll see if they can get their base out. If they can't get their base out, they could be in problems. But I believe they depending on the frustration of many Bahamians. Let's see if we can squeeze each one of these callers in. Two minutes for each one. Go ahead, caller. Guy on Radio AM, you get 30 seconds. Let's see. Go ahead, caller. Giving you 30 seconds.
Hey, Siri, that caller just now. Tell that caller, you can't blame no government for the cost of living. The cost of living goes up every day. Mm. When I was 12 years old, a snack was 95 cents. Now a snack is almost $10. Mm. So no government can stop that. Mm. The cost of living goes up every day. No government can control that. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I'm hoping that our government do one or two things to mitigate the cost of living. Like, I believe all teachers should get first options to get a government house. All teachers, straight across the board. I believe like a garbage truck drivers should have comprehensive insurance paid for by government. They can get sick with anything, and I believe that nurses should have incentive for loans, right? Let them say, if you're Bahamian, you've been working here as a nurse for 10 years, you get whatever you want borrow money for. The government will be a guarantee. There are things that our government could do. Let's see if we can squeeze this last caller in, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. I have more ideas what the government could do too, by the way. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Caller, you there? Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, you live. Go ahead.
Yeah, buddy, how you doing?
Doing well. You have 30 seconds.
Yeah, you don't matter what the PLP still has the momentum in the country. I'm not a PLP, right? I'm an FNM all my life. And what's happening with our party is that when you look at the senior FNM and this party still, and my party still like Dr. Menace. And that's where the split is going to come in right there. All right? And then when we look at the COI had a different leader, we had a different election altogether in this country. For the first time, you understand me? So that's just the bottom line.
And I piece of some.
Everybody, thanks.
Yeah, man. These are some points worth analyzing and have some critical analysis on. Let's read these texts before we go. CA, why have the Prime Minister and the Minister of Grand Bahama not spoken about the Grand Lucayan deal falling apart 4 months after they had big dog and pony show, spending all our money? Also, the Pike deal that apparently we, the taxpayers, are paying for. What a country we live in, and where we are lied to daily by the chief parliamentarians. I think the government just answered that news report that said that the deal was collapsed 4 months after that. So we'll see it on today's show or later on, Guardian. So good morning. I don't think the PLP has messed up enough to lose this coming election. This, along with a perceived weak FNM, will return the PLP to office. Let's see. This one says, CA, what about Grand Lucayan? This is something I'm assuming that the FNM need to capitalize on. If they capitalize on it, then we will see whether the African will take all five seats or still take the normal three seats. What about McAlpine? Can McAlpine win that seat, right, as an independent? Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We still have these conversations about the independent candidates and also the alternative parties, the various ones. Will they affect the general election in terms of being spoilers and where we won't know who will win particular seats? There are a number of seats we need to watch. In the future, we'll talk about that. What particular seats are unsure? We don't know who will win these seats, and I want to have a creator list on that. Anyway, it's been a wonderful show. Thank you very much for calling in, and thank you very much for your texts. I hope to speak to you again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.